The Democratic Alliance in the city of Ekurhuleni demands that the MMC for Finance, Alderman Jongaziswe Glabati, make payment arrangements as a matter of urgency with contractors and service providers, many of whom have not been paid for more than 60 days. The callous behavior of the ANC-EFF Action SA coalition has led many to face cash flow problems and the possibility of financial ruin. Several companies have been unable to pay their staff, who subsequently cannot provide for their families. Projects have been stopped in the city, and in many areas, service delivery has come to a standstill. As of 31 March 2025, trade contractors were owed 2.1 billion rand, and this excludes the combined amount of 4.1 billion rand owed to Rand Water and Eskom. The city only had 5.4 billion rand in the bank with which to pay Eskom, Rand Water, and its monthly salary bill of 920 million rand, leaving only 300 million rand for its day-to-day activities. Despite a council-approved revenue enhancement strategy adopted earlier in the year, it is evident that this has been reduced to a fancy slogan with no tangible outcomes achieved to improve debt collection, attend to water leaks, electricity losses, and cutting unnecessary expenditure. The DA demands that the MMC take the following steps to do due diligence to service providers on the city's books. Communicate a payment plan with all contractors and service providers which have invoices older than 45 days. To make pro rata payment arrangements to all contractors on a weekly basis using cash available at the end of each week. Streamline the use of in-house resources to reduce the outsourcing of key service delivery functions and provide a plan on drastic cost-cutting and containment measures to stabilize the city's financial position and cash on hand. Businesses and families face financial ruin at the hands of the ANC-EFF Action SA government. Given the skyrocketing rates of unemployment, the cost of living crisis, and the inability of the city to adhere to its contractual obligations, the DA will continue to fight for the rights of service providers who have been financially abused and residents who have been shortchanged by this failing and uncaring coalition.